Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news of defender Ruben Dias. He's been speaking about the latest victory over Brighton. He says the character on show was superb. The first half strike from Phil Foden was enough as Pep Guardiola's side extended their unbeaten run to 14 games in all competitions. They're now up to third in the Premier League. Having missed several good opportunities to double their lead, City were forced to dig deep in the closing stages. And Dias admits it was the side of the game he enjoyed the most. He said it was harder when we wanted to win, but we were already expecting it. We knew the power of Brighton. He said to the club website, they're really good, play really well, they've quality players and a good idea to play. They made it tough for us, but we still got what we wanted. When you're winning 1-0, the game starts to go into the final. Things tend to be like this. We didn't score, we needed to hang tight, and we did it. Into transfer speculation, and Serie A side Sassuolo will not allow Manuel Locatelli to leave during the January transfer window, despite Man City and Juventus being very strong admirers of him. The 23-year-old has emerged as one of Italy's most consistent performers this season. He's widely regarded as one of the best in Serie A. Since joining from domestic rivals AC Milan, he's featured in 81 matches and been directly involved in 14 goals. The 23-year-old's impressive form has caught the eye of City scouts, but reports claim that no bid in January will be enough for them to sell him, and City might have to wait until the summer. Into other news, and Cheltenham Town and Man City's FA Cup tie on the Saturday the 23rd of January will now be selected for TV coverage. It's a 5:30 kickoff and will be broadcast on BBC One, with fans around the world able to watch both teams in action. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.